Our next reader's been a dynamo since he moved here 6 years ago. He's put on, I don't know, hundreds of events. Put on a reading series here that was amazing, the Breadline, that was the best reading going when it was happening, would fill this place and with tremendous energy. A dynamo, like I said, please welcome my friend Greg Bannon.
Thank you, Doug, for inviting me. Thank you, Paul, for hosting. I'm not a veteran, but I come from a land of veterans. We probably all do. Most of the people in the town that I grew up in consider it as a way out of rural Maine, the state of Maine. Growing up in Maine, living in Rhode Island and Philadelphia, as well as here, I have encountered countless veterans. And I think about them quite often. One of my best friends is currently serving, and I think about him quite often. I realize I have limited time here, so I'm going to try to read this entire poem. This was written for tonight. It's called O Surge Survivors. Whatever beginning there is, it's true that it might be something else's finish. Lines for the hollowed, lines for the haunted, lines for the courageous, lines for the surged. Fractal, despite cortisol, despite confrontation. Veteran as an image through our personal histories, go back, unlock the cortisol, the boundary of that which is known, kept, and that which is unknown, abandoned, unlock, begin. The embrace is a fragment of light, and to know is to breathe infinities. Radiant is the way the surge goes, to surge, to rise up, to open up. Oh, surge, oh, surge, a surge, a surge, a surgence, a sewage. Halt and let the passage expand like an iris, purple or a pupil, black. Belief in stability requires roots of sharing. Forgiven, this world shall be forgiven. Muse, let us in, let these ideas in, where we have been, where we have flooded into, our water experiences, our watery gazes, this frigid gaze, these chilly eyes, the lanes driven, the paths pressed beneath feet, eyes expanding open, foothold and footfall for the veteran and their breath. Winding up and down, an elastic boundary, a breath of rubberized bands. Calm down, down to the earth of this space. For me, a certain Renton Avenue, a certain curiosity, explode of the curios, an orange hue. Lastly, it lingers within all of us. Let us in these eyes of experience, shining like the crazed eyes of the auto, the headlamps smote with rock. We have hit the cliff. We watched the waterfall splash upon our heads. Stone of cliff thrown from palm of a being larger, longer, amassed coral, the weight of the unknown force. The dream begs us to wake up. Please let me take one more moment, one more spoke, one more twist, turn, gyre, functioning blip on the evening's radar. It was from atop the valley, upon the vista, where I thought of the suffering. In this landscape, in this holy Rome of the ghosts, in the tunnels of the streets, where we keep heads down, keep pushing the gravity of ourselves off of ourselves, this gravity, this heaviness, off the sounds of the edge of asphalt, tarmac, the language of the street, where we are, where we sit, as if and if, logical statements, situation of logic, if and then we are here, together, torn apart, ragged, survival. Words collected like refuse, words collected like refuge. I remember meeting person after person, individual after individual, back from a landscape of loss, back from a wildness in rouge, whether war or wait, the blood was already spilt. Meeting them in the parks, along the streets, within the bars, or the cafes, or the planes, or the living rooms, or the libraries, a landscape of spilt blood, long lines of friends, sufferings, and joys only understand that which could arrive despite the blood and the bone. Love's collage is a continuation of the self. Think of how we abandoned ourselves or each other. I think about what I abandon all the time. I think of glazed looks, imagining again the rainfall and the cliff through the windshield, long sensations of sighing and an echo. To act as a pitfall in the jungle, to keep lashes perked like ferns, to sit up and shout at no one in particular. The landscape sucking us down, keeping us within an entering of chasm and cornerstone. The sense of the I, the individual, looking at experience like giant, triumphant, or tragedy. A blend of realities, hybrid existences, image to image like a necklace. I think freedom through imagination, that we could all be so special, that we could all be living our day-to-day confluence in harmony and in agreement if we didn't lack that which has to be sturdy. Blood and streets fading into and out of memory, and the books of the dead crumble in small libraries scattered across neighborhoods and cities and farms. And what else do you know of the scattering? A poem, a chant, a ritual. Scattered shot, scattered embedded piece. Fracture, the image of a bone splintered, an image of a family splintered, the way we walk across the ground in a fragmented sense, open, purple talons clutching books, the pages torn like skin, torn like our lineages, torn. To write is to offer the sacred to the other and the self at once. In a chat I chat, there is so much more than purpose here. And it is the second revision of this poem. And I stare at the lines I wrote last time before thinking of purpose. I wrote, as scarred, as openly wounded, calm like a plant, watered, drinking, thinking. And the lines broke down or built up, vibrated beneath the energy. Sound comes, it plays, it enters. There is room for play, but there is room and there is survival. There is room for play within survival, and so playing, muse, muscle, mortem, mastery, think. The idea of the veteran, veteran, errand. No, not errand, not an not bet. Veteran, veteran, a word that sounds like a wing full of feathers, like a gruff passage through a canyon, or like having to sit down on the curb. So, it is a surge. It is a surge, then it is a surge, then it is a surge, then it is a surge. Surge of water through a flood, surge of the electric to blow up the room in light, surge of fog and surge of warmth. It is but a surge. I stare at it, and a meek sense of buoyancy greets me, covers my downed self in a blanket waiting for me to rise. Falling song. For the dead, Veterans Day 2016. And it is damp but not wet, and the shattering consequences, I'm thinking like machines, like of a vase of china in New England dropped, a body of smoke released. Dropped, I wrote, body falling apart, must shovel into dirt, and then we sang. We're singing is the song of the flesh, the song of the body, the song of the brightness, the song of the damp. These are the words that keep me myself. These are the words that keep me trekking onward. Who am I and who are you? Disjointed arms, despite a weakness, they keep swaying. Belly fat and bare jowl, corroding identity. Breathe longer, the body and then the path. Notice the path. Notice the way the roads creak. Notice the longitude and the latitude of the being as it sits upon the axis. We have survived another moment. We have been strung. We have been strong. And it gets crazier, crazier. The shifting, the splintering, the sound of history being rewound. Stings like a serpent, hissing shoes. Somewhere within my head rumbles for a choice and an understanding, and I know not what options there are. Survival beyond options. It is a scattered survival, dear dead, with your eyes like clams tightly shut, escaping water. These challenges, this uprising in new strokes along the scalp, new raps at the door covering my face. That which is, that which we see. I see a favorite flock of geese. I see a mellow tar paper strip. I see women whose smiles will overturn the many lengths of these miseries. I see men laughing and overturning the tables of our daily keep. I see grating and wonder what within, and I see the knots of the cords, and we keep close. I see love, and I see the way this love gets seen, allows itself in, is perched upon the shoulders of the people we have perched upon the shoulders of ourselves, our falling bodies still supporting in widest arrays, in wildest chromatic spectrums, the heart full of flame and ice, equally of light and expanse, electromagnetic, can be heard, can be received, a transmission as throbbing as the wounds we carry.